winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to Legends of Tomorrow, Season 3, Episode 12, Recap. Well, Supergirl is on break, Legends is on. Alright, this episode picks up literally where that one left off, with Constantine coming aboard, the Wraith Rider. That's right, he came on the Wraith Rider to help Sarah because he's helping this little girl who's possessed by bullets, who says Sarah's name. So Constantine goes to the Wraith Rider, finds Sarah, gets the team to help, goes back to the girl. They realize the girl is Damien Dark's daughter. The name excludes me right now, but they help her. They go inside. Well, they get trapped in the 60s, I believe. So this is called Sarah and Constantine. They have to figure out. They have to meet Bolix. They have to help him out. They do. They have to get him out of the girl. They can see him, the girl. Ray and the new one help the girl. They go to Cece Chiles for some reason. She goes insane, starts throwing everything around. Sarah finally finds Bolix. They know they're in a confrontation. She helps her daughter. They finally get her freed from the possession. Ray and she help. The daughter is good in the cat present. They're about to leave, and then Damien Dark shows up. The daughter says he's okay. He wants to take her to put her somewhere safe so she could resurrect him. All of this is going on when Myra and Nate find the water demon lady, the descendant of Maui. They trapped her, Maui frees her, they have a knife and a console. The demon lady puts a gun at Nate, she escapes. I really like this episode. The Constantine with Sarah is great. They show that they're flirting back and forth, they kiss. Sarah realizes she has a crush on a time pure lady. It's a really good episode. I had fun with it. Legends is back, and while the whole time everything is going on, Mick just wants to watch a football game. I love Mick. Mick's the man. And yeah, when the end of the episode, Citizen Cord says goodbye, he's going back to Earth-X to pop the question to his boyfriend. So I know, yeah, that's the end of Citizen Cord, and I think that's the end of Captain Cord too. Pretty busy. But all in all, I really like this episode. Really fun. Really happy it's back. Going to meet Supergirl, but the chances are not a bad substitute. And a 5, I give this I'll give it a 4, solid episode. Creepy. Great to have Constantine back. So 4 out of 5. Well, that would do it for this recap. I'll be back tomorrow night to do Black Lightning. I think I'm going to do two episodes in one podcast will wrap that in. All right, well, until next time, this is Matt.